Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and NeilHaley.com and all exciting places. And on Fridays, I'm always excited to have my co-host on the line, WPL Hall of Famer, City League Hall of Famer, UNLV running rev, ESPN analyst, Coach Karen Hall. Coach, Happy New Year, and thanks for coming back on the show for this another exciting year.
Neil, always good to be back. Happy New Year to you, too. I know 2017 will be more exciting than our 2016. So we're going to tip it off right now. And Etna Campbell is from Pittsburgh. She, unbelievable story, Neil. Played with me and was at the end of our bench. You wouldn't believe it. Of us Division I players, as she goes on and has an illustrious professional career at WNBA, ABL, International. So I want to welcome to the show my friend and excited to be reconnected with Edna Campbell. Edna, good to hear from you and welcome to the show.
Woo, woo. Hey, Karen. Thank you for having me on. And Neil, thank you as well. Glad to be able to be available to be a part of what you all are doing there.
Oh,
yeah,
you
so
know,
we know you're busy out there, so I want to get it right started. So, Neil, what do you have for it now?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I read up on your story, and it's a tremendous story of courage. But to go into the process of how you started not in the WNBA, explain to us a little bit about the other league you were in and then how you became so highly touted for the WNBA after that, after playing in the other league. Explain that other league. I didn't even know that. Yeah,
the ABL was actually the first professional women's basketball league, and what actually happened was there was a split of some of the top talent, and some of us who were, I'm going to say, more courageous and pioneering in spirit chose to go with the ABL and foster the growth of something that was built from scratch, that, you know, basically the players had ownership in, and so that's where I started with the ABL in 1999. And then when the ABL – actually, the ABL got started in 97.
Yeah, and then 97.
We got going for 2 years, 2.5 years, and then we folded. And what happened with a lot of the upper echelon of players, then we all just dispersed into the WNBA. So that's
now,
a little
Coach,
bit of history.
That's an awesome history, Edna. Now, when I look at Coach, what's up? Why aren't you in the league if you're better than Edna was and when you played?
Well, I think Edna, we're getting into generational here. So, you know, when I came out of UNLV, my thoughts were broadcasting or basketball international. And I wanted to – the broadcasting was pulling me a little more, so – we're not talking about better than. We're talking about generational and time frame.
Let's clarify that. I think that Karen may be a little bit older than me. I mean, amazing player, one of the players that I looked up. And, you know, it's also timing, you know, what has happened. And, you know, if Karen had been in the same time era as I, you know, there may have been, you know, that ABL, WNBA, I mean, there is just no comparison in skill and all that stuff, because it's a mutual respect. It's
right.
Even talent, you know, it's a camaraderie that we share, a sisterhood. And so there's really no comparison or competition in that regard.
Right.
Edna, I'm just clarification, listening to Coach, you guys played together.
Yeah.
Were you playing in leagues together after Karen had her career at UNLV, or how did you guys play together? For what types of teams?
We played together when I was a baby. I'm going to say I was starting in eighth grade, moving through my illustrious high school career. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but, I mean, we played like Ozanam together, AAU together. Running up to the Hill District, and, you know, Karen was one of our leaders in addition to Susie McConnell Stereo. And so, you know, I was one of the little babies on the team and looked up to them. And, you know, I thanked them for that, because that gave me my start in basketball. And honestly and truly, I know that was the foundation for who I am and where I become, where I was able to elevate my game as a professional athlete. So, yeah, humble beginnings, I'm going to say, not so shabby ending.
Right. Let, now, Coach. Go ahead, Neil.
I wanted to ask you a question, Coach, because kind of interviewing both of you. Now, looking at what you were able to do and saw Edna as a younger player, did you mentor her in certain ways, Coach, to get her game playing days saying she's going to be pretty good? Did you have an idea at that point that she could be a star like she ended up?
Yeah, definitely knew. I mean, she was good, you know, as you mentioned, as a youngster at the end of our bench. That's why we were also excited and amazed, because then you could tell she had the passion, the drive, and the wherewithal to just go after it at a high level, even then. So you can see the strength within her personality and her performance. So with the career that Edna's gone on and had, I'm not surprised. Because it just tickles me that to think, hey, Edna, you were at the end of our bench and you went and had an awesome athletic career, not just from the playing standpoint, but, you know, from the ability to lead, to persevere, and to take a major crucible that happened to you in your life and to use that in a manner to even move more forward than where you were at that time.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that part of me, Edna?
Well, I mean, you know, by the time I graduated, Neil, you know, I was one of the top three players in the country. So,
yeah.
Wow.
You know, my growth and development was, you know, spawned by being around such amazing athletes such as Karen. And so, you know, I mean, I had opportunity to go to just about any university from Stanford to Texas wherever I wanted to go. So, you know, that was the beginning of my showing of promise. So, you know, I think that as an athlete, when you have an athletic mindset and you're competitive and, you know, there is just no keeping you from giving 110%, you know, every hour, every minute of the day. I mean, that's my mindset, and that's the spirit that I come from. So I think that, you know, that lended to my ability to, you know, endure a life-threatening diagnosis of breast cancer.
Yeah.
It allowed me to endure being a teenage mother. It allowed me to persevere through, I mean, just life. I mean, life has its challenges without any of those circumstances. So, you know, I'm thankful for the people who touched my life, from my high school coach, Janet Davis, to the many people who I would say that I played with that beat me up, that grew me to be and have the ability to compete and fight for what I believe in and the things that I want in my life.
No,
you know, I watched
ahead.
Your video. I want to just say one thing. I watched your video, Edna, when you were being inducted into the Texas Hall of Fame. You were able to talk about how important that Texas family was to you. So because you transferred from Maryland to Texas, so what was the difference for you, and how big was that move in your life?
That move was one of the, it was pivotal. It was pivotal in my growth. It was pivotal in, I'm just going to say, at that time, Texas was the number one team in the country. They had just come off the heels of a national championship. So stepping into that arena, I mean, my hair was blown back. I mean, I wasn't ready for that level of competition, truth be told. You know, I had to, you know, my skin had to get tougher. I had to grow in so many ways. But I had the mentorship of Jody Conrad. I mean, some amazing player, student athletes there that, you know, you don't get through any of this without your team. Whether that's your team, your friends, your family, your athletic team, you know, I mean, we need the support of people who encourage us and love us to get through tough times in our lives.
Now, Edna, when you talk about, because we only have 5 more minutes to talk, and I know the good chat is, and kind of let our audience know you had a tremendous career, an all-star type career, and then the battle begins when you are diagnosed with breast cancer, and you're one of the top players in the WNBA, and what did you feel? Because again, you are carrying the new torch of this league, and then this happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I of course, you know, upon impact, I was just dumbfounded, numb. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever prepared for something like that. But again, by the grace of God, having the love and support of my family, my friends, my teammates, that was the strength that I was able to draw from to be able to, you know, just be positive, do what I needed to do, and then just focus on my continued dreams, my hopes, my desires, you know, to see my son accomplish certain things, to continue to pursue my career. You know, I think that when you're challenged with things, it's almost like that carrot in front of you becomes your hopes and your dreams. Like you start making plans so that you can achieve them. Like that becomes your lifeline so that you can stay focused, you know, so that you don't collapse under the pressure. So having a goal then became the impetus for just, you know, wanting to live, you know,
right.
Wanting to be healthy,
yeah.
Wanting
yeah.
to continue to, you know, support my son as he grows and accomplishes the things in his life. And you know, I'm thankful again for the support of my teammates, my family, friends, because honestly and truly, again, you know, that support, I can't even tell you how significant that support is
yes.
when you're
right.
dealing with a tragedy in your life. You know, it's tremendous.
You know, and when you talk about the tragedy and stuff, as the process, you continued to play and then had a broadcasting career until you decided to move on to nursing in those transitional type situations. So let's talk about, first of all, how, after the diagnosis, you continued to play and how challenging it was for you.
Well, first of all, Libby, so I was actually still continuing radiation when we had our last game of that 2002 season in Sacramento. And I fought with my doctors. No, actually, I begged my doctors to give me a release, although they weren't too enthused about that. But it was really important for me to get back on the court. I just felt like I lost a big piece of me, and that was
right.
inspiring in and of itself
right.
to just be able to put my uniform on. Then I was able to talk my coach into just letting me get in the game, you know, and that right there just charged me. That just gave me life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you know, when things that are, you know, very, very valuable, like our life and our careers
right.
that are, you know, mm-hmm. important to us, when those things are taken away from us, you know,
right.
you're checked. You're like, hey, you know, what really matters to you, you know? And so that right there was my, I'm going to say that became my drive, just to, you know what, I love my life. I'm thankful for my life.
Yes.
I'm happy and grateful for the people around me. I love my career as a professional
mm-hmm.
athlete, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love the people around me. Man, I want to get back to this. So
right.
that right there was a driving force, you know. And then to be able to have the platform of the WNBA to be able to
yeah.
not just generate awareness but to share my story and to
right.
now be able to touch people's lives. And you know, I run a program now for breast cancer survivors to help them go through that process, to help them regain their strength and teach them how to eat, how to maintain a certain level of physical stamina and you know, deal with some of the psychosocial aspects of a diagnosis and all that stuff. So, you know, that process of going through that battle has given me the ability to touch lives in a different level, not just from the basketball court, but life-transforming aspects of
yeah.
people's battle.
You know, leadership is all about influencing. And
mm-hmm.
as you just mentioned, the influence that you have on people's lives, like their actual, you know, you take a look at, you know, life can be fleeting. It can happen quickly. But you have this platform to influence and to
yeah.
possibly transform lives. So, you know, how does that gravitate to you? How does that strengthen you?
Oh, I embrace that like nobody's business because there was nobody there to really share
right.
with me their personal battles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that mentorship, that modeling, so to speak, being able to look at somebody who's done something that you aspire to do, that is huge. you know, I started going to like Komen races or any other breast cancer functions, and all these women around me that, you know, they were wearing their stickers, their identifying stickers, and they had it tagged survivor, and all I could think is, I want to be a survivor. You know, I mean, it's like, what did you do? How are you surviving? I mean, that's huge, you know. So, I hold my head high in that aspect and gravitate to anyone who seeks anything that I could lend any information or knowledge about.
That's great. Edna, you're a nurse, but also still speak about this and inspirational as can be. Where's the best place we can find information on you and learn more about you? I know we Google you, you come up everywhere, but is there a place that people can contact you and things like that to learn more about what you're doing? Do you have a website or you Wikipedia?
My website's being, I'm going to say upgraded at this time, but I'm on Twitter like all the time. Yes. And it's just my handle is EdnaCampbell12.
Wow. Do you see yourself ever going back into broadcasting? Because I know we have to let you go because of your job currently. going back to broadcasting?
You know what, there, I embrace opportunities that, you know, allow me to be Edna. And I know that there is an aspect of me that loves that, to love to be in a sports arena, that just loves to share information, that loves to be in that charged, energized environment. I mean, that's been my whole life. Say no. If that opportunity was, if nursing got boring, nursing got too tiring, you know, I think that there are opportunities out there.
Right.
All right.
Well, Edna, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for your time this morning. We will definitely reconnect, and, you know, hopefully maybe we can continue this on another date.
Thank you very much, Karen.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, good talking to you. Take care, guys.
Take care.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.